that I'm not confident that the State Education Department has the ability to do any better than what's happening right now.
State Assemblywoman Crystal People-Stokes of Buffalo tells WBFO News she's reaching out directly to school teachers to find out what would help make important changes in the classrooms. People-Stokes says she does support the federal Common Core standards.
I think that we should be focused on what do rank-and-file teachers need to get the job done, because we can't keep making excuses or pointing the finger at who's not getting it done. What we have to do is figure out how do we get it done, and I think that answer comes from the teachers.
State Senator Tim Kennedy, also representing Buffalo, does not want to see the Education Department take over the district. Kennedy admits it's in crisis, but says a top-down approach by the state is not the answer to fix the troubled school district. Instead, he says it's time for a bottom-up approach.
What Albany has been trying to do thus far is this top-down dictatorial approach that hasn't worked. We need the parents involved, the students involved, the educational leaders involved from a standpoint of understanding the needs of the schools uniquely, and we don't need Albany telling us what to do.
There is no silver bullet to these issues. Urban school districts all over the country are grappling with very similar issues.
Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown says it's time for the community to roll up its sleeves and work together to resolve the city school crisis.
Do you think it's time for the state ed to take over?
I would not want to see the state Department of Education take over the Buffalo Public Schools. I mean, I think it's clear from information that has come out from the recent test scores that have been released, Buffalo is doing better significantly than the city of Rochester and the city of Syracuse. So why would you step in and take over Buffalo and not take over Rochester and Syracuse?
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.